This book is called Hasaraf.
Hasaraf,
the angel.
The angel, okay.
And it's the biography of Rabbi Shmuel Shapira, which lived for 76 years. I'll tell you when he died, you'll tell me when he was born, okay? He died Tavshin Mem Tes, 1989. Shvi Shel Pesach. 25 years ago. Yeah? So, Safresh Pegun is born. I don't know what that is in the place today. 76 years before. He was a very holy man. Very, very, very holy man. I know some of his children. We know some of his children and his grandchildren. And the rest of Shulia is big, big tzaddik. You see how he is with the hands on his eyes? That's his symbol. And I'll tell you one story which is not written here. This is his biography. One thing I can just tell you that it's the Hebrew here, the guy who wrote it, Aaron Kliger.
Who wrote it?
Aaron Kliger.
Aaron.
Not Kluger.
Not Kluger? Kliger, same thing, you know. It means the smart one in Yiddish. Yeah, Kluger is a smart person. He writes very nicely, beautiful. If someone knows Hebrew well, you should read it in Hebrew. But it's a very hard to translate, very hard to Hebrew, very fine, very, how do you say, sophisticated and
literary,
exactly. It's like reading Shakespeare in English, to have the trillion of dollars. Okay, I'm going to start from the beginning, and I'll do my best. It's hard for me to do word for word the end of this book. I tried today, I was looking at it, I was reading.
When was the book written?
Last, 2 years ago.
So 2010.
I think so. 2011.
2011.
Okay. I'm going to start from the beginning. I'm going to read the Hebrew, and I'll say what I understand in English. 76 shana malach Rabbi Shmuel Shapira. This is the introduction. For 76 years, Shmuel Shapira ruled Shilton Elo Metzarim, a rulership with no boundaries, Al Reish Mem Chet Oivei Adamim Shalom, on 248 of his enemies, 248 enemies of his. Which enemies?
His limbs.
His limbs, exactly. Kechayal, like a soldier, like a general. Hayash Vartzel Soldit. He was a black soldier. He did all the black work also. The general Mutvor Kavod. He also was a general. He had a lot of fights also. Shivim Veshesh Shana. For 76 years, his insides were burning in flames. Like the middle of the fire. Like the middle of the fire. It was fire. Fire, his whole life was fire. It was fire. I mean, you read this book. I got so inspired from reading this book. You can't imagine. Anyone who read this book got inspired.
Inspired for Hashem?
To Hashem. Inspired to serve Hashem. Among all types of the tzaddikim that were working here in Yerushalayim, Yerushalayim Shemala it's called. Yerushalayim, the high Yerushalayim, not Ben Yehuda, Yafo Street, Ma'al Dafna, and Chule. Talking about the high people. Balat, Edera Itbaltut. Stuck out, the lacking of sticking out of Gdol Mishtokikei Vekosfei Ador Ahu, of the greatest of the person who the most he yearned the most from everyone in the generation. He was the most yearner. How do you make it say that in English?
Yearned the most.
Yeah, he was yearning the most, right? But Rabbi Shmuel Shapira Shekavash Kol Nitzot Shem Yesh. That he conquered any even little spark of yesh, of existence, deep and deep, meaning there was no I for him. There was no I.
No ego.
No ego at all. People who read this book told me, and they knew Rav Shmuel Shapira, told me that wasn't Rav Shmuel Shapira. I mean, you couldn't see that is Rav Shmuel Shapira. He was, you'll see in a second. Klapei chutz, outwards, it looked like italech shuf koma v'dad. He walked then down, and also his mind as if it's, he has a low mind. He kpid that tzik chazush at tehilim zogel. And he was makpid, he was strict about he was showing off always as if he's a tehilim zogel, as if he's just a guy who says tehilim all day. But inside, achlu oto agaguim akesupim. He was inflamed with yearning to Hashem.
Display.
What was the word in Hebrew?
To present.
Right, it was display.
To present.
He was presenting, exactly, that's the word. I know a lot of these words, it doesn't come to me. Forgive me. Uve'od, and if it's too boring, because the way I'm reading, so tell me, I won't do it, but it's hard for me a little bit. Uve'od, sheklapei chutz haya mit'ater belevush shel shamash, right? And outside he was dressed as if he's just a shamish, just a simple person. Chai bifnim bechalot shel razin tmirin demal kaila. Inside he was living in the hidden places of Hashem's like world. V'nasham elo chushav avir psagot. And he was really breathing the air of top of the mountains, peak of the mountains, meaning in spirituality, yeah? ובשמואל שפירה, ובשמואל היה מזיגה מפעימה שכוחות מתנגשים. ובשמואל was a merged, amazing merging of forces which contradict each other. יקוד לסער שירידו, טוב, I'm not going to do a bit more flowing. יקוד בשר שירידו תמות הסיפים וקראו יום יום את נפשו לגזרים. It was ממש, because in one hand he was yearning, in another hand he was here in the world. המיה וגעגוע כובשים שהסירו את לילותיו, right? And his nights, the famous Rav Shmuel Shapira, every night he used to walk, we'll see in the book, he used to walk from when he used to live in the old city before 1948 to Sanhedrin. You know where we go to? So they walk there at night, every single night. Shimon HaTzadik, he scream to Hashem all night. Vivir oto lesaf ha-dvekut ha-shlema v'chei ha-chaim, which brought him to the most the person who cleaved to Hashem when he's still in his body. Ulatzat kol ele, but on the other side, alongside with this, betzila shitmimut avodah pshuta. He was living alongside with simple living, doing what Hashem wants, doing what Rabbeinu said. Simple. He was a simple Jew. הוא נע בין שלט לפקידיו לפי הצורך והעניין. He moved from all types of what his works in the world according to what he needed to do at that time. הייתי כחיה, sometimes he was a black soldier. הייתי כמצביא בצבאות היצר, sometimes he was the leader fighting the יצר. היה גאון אדיר בכל מכמני התורה. He was a huge genius in everything in the Torah. אבל הוא אפילו הוא בעצמו לא ידע כך. But he himself, he didn't know he's a huge genius. He was, everyone knows. But he didn't know he's a huge genius. היה גדול שתקני הדור. He was the biggest שתקן. The most silent person in the generation. אבל שתקנותו עוצמה. But his silentness was his power. It was powerful. Yeah? That itself, right, yeah. That silentness gave fire to Breslev until today it's given fire to Breslev, until Mashiach comes to Hashem. כי כשהיש חדל מלהיות מן דאמר, because when the being stopped being a man d'amar, something in the body, I need to eat. Who's I? I need to eat. The being stopped being. כשאף שיקול אישי אינו יוצר תכונה, right? And when no personal שיקול, right? I forgot, I don't know.
Is it
you
or
not? No. Oh, it is with you. Okay? No.
In Pinchas?
Consideration.
Yeah.
No consideration.
Exactly. When no personal consideration, right, is in there, right? Kshakol tnua, when every move that he did, hirhur, every thought, or amira, or saying, which he hardly said, mishabadim kochel v'chodam b'tila Hashem avdor, completely devoted to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, mitachdim u'mitkanshin ha'kochot kulal v'chativa achat v'lechad ad Hashem. All the powers of the body are just focused on serving Hashem. רבי שמואל שחי וענק בצעירותו מחשבי הלא עמדים בפלטים של מלך. When he was young, he learned from the most important tzaddikim, from the most important tzaddikim before he was breastfed. He turned breastfed when he was 22. No, it was 20, 19 or 20. So before that, ביצה ירידה לצורך עלייה. He made going down in order to go up. על מנת להפיל לפסגות שרוח הבשרה ולהיט הצית בו, in order to להעפיל. How do you say to someone who climbed the mountain and reached the top too? No word for that in English?
Le'apil? The top of the
mountain?
The summit?
No, a person who climbed.
Oh.
Yeah, to reach, in order to reach the top of the peak of the mountain, that the breast of spirit inflamed in him. He came directly to breast of, from the places of the lions of Yerushalayim. מהיכלו של רבו, from the היכל, אני אצל היכל, the, you know that word. מהיכל,
no?
Sanctuary? The sanctuary? No, the chamber. Chamber from Rav Zrebi. גדול המקנה הדור עד היה the deepest גדול that there was. His name was Rabbi Yisrael Zalman Netzer, here in Yerushalayim, in Arkodish, he came from Europe. Right? Rabbi Yisrael Zalman, that he saw in him when he was young in his yeshiva, Eretz Chaim, right? He saw Rabbi Shmuel will be one of the Gdolei Adol. Nasai Shmuel b'Siyudin, he used to get up. Rabbi Sazan Metzer was a Gadol Adol. He used to get up in front of Rabbi Shmuel Shapira when he was 15, 16 years old. Yeah, and he was kashur elav b'ksharim shanishamat l'ya b'ayim. He was completely connected to him in his neshama. וגם מאוחר יותר, and also later, כשרבי שמואל תלמידו דבק וטבל מלוך ושב באש עד הכבשן של תורת רבינו. רבי שמואל, a student, cleaned himself completely in רבינו's Torah, right? המשיכה הרצה לשרור ביניהם. Still, they admired each other. גם דודו, also his uncle, רבה של מקדש מלך, רב בירושלים, מקדש מלך, רבי צבי פסח פרנק, also one of the Gdolei Adol then. Tzipa lirot et kochavo she Rabbi Shmuel dorech b'shmei olam rabanut. He was expecting that Rabbi Shmuel will be one of the biggest rabbis in the generation, which did not happen because Rabbi Shmuel became a breastler. So tomorrow, Ad Hashem B'Nedo, we'll continue the...
He was born in Ukraine.
Shmuel?
Yeah.
How did you do?
Shmuel?
Talk about it soon.
He was a...